Hey everyone, I've got Ray Coates on air, and I, you know, this guy is had got such an incredible journey, and you know, there's a lot that is going to be said today. So hey Ray, how are you?
I'm fine, Wayne, how are you?
I'm not bad, thank you.
Good stuff, and it's wonderful. Thank you so much for your help with the technology side of getting connected with you.
That's absolutely fine. It can be sometimes quite complicated.
Well, that in itself was a journey, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
On my side, you knew what you were doing, but I got there.
Well, when I first started out doing all this, I was quite, you know, like, where is everything going? You know, how do you do this and stuff? So, tell us about
you. We're connected now.
Absolutely.
Right. I have been a singer-songwriter for too many more years than I'd care to mention. From quite a tender age, I started writing poetry. Mm-hmm. A little bit of short stories, but mostly poetry, and then that transformed into 3 to 4 minute, I suppose you could say, sort of stereotypical pop songs. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a creative individual. And I've been recently looking for new ways to explore that creativity, and one of those has been through acting. So I'm still writing songs, but I've also recently moved into acting, firstly theatre and more recently in TV and film.
Fantastic. So what's the background with you then?
In terms of me as a person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay, well, where do I begin? What the background on me? you just said we've got a short period of time. I suppose I'm one of those people. This is the thing to say, but my dad left when I was 5. I never saw him again. This feels like a kind of counselling session.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that shaped me as an emotional man. Hmm. I'm very much in touch with sensitivity of people's feelings, emotion. And I think through all of my life, I've just been trying to find ways to connect with me and connect with others. I suppose later on in my life, as I know you know, because we've kind of talked through various media, I went through cancer. I've been through divorce, many typical things that people experience in life, sadly. And I think that's all shaped me to kind of being in contact with the most basic of human experiences that we all have. And at my age now, I feel it's really, really important to continue to educate myself and others in the fragility and the preciousness of life. And as I said, through music and through acting, I've had the opportunity to expand that further.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the way I see it is that it's always important to leave something behind, especially if you've gone through a lot of trauma in your life, because it's going to be there, because it's going to inspire, you know, inspire other people. That's why I always put that's why I put at the bottom, inspire to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely.
So getting into 3 things that I've picked out of this. So you're a singer-songwriter, poetry and acting. Let's really go into songwriting. Let's see where you're at with that. So tell us a little bit about that.
It has become a part of me that it's my blood. It's my blood. It's my soul. I don't choose to write, I write. So I don't sit down and think I'm now going to write some lyrics. It happens. And that's the beauty of it for me. And when I connect with others, you know, conversations like we're having now, conversations I have, you know, with somebody, and, you know, or just a passing phrase that somebody may use grows then into words and by extension, music. And I love the process so much that it's like, maybe breathing is a better way of putting it than blood. You know, it literally, I breathe lyrics. I breathe poetry.
I understand. I can relate to that, because I used to be a singer-songwriter myself.
Ah, okay. Oh, cool. Cool. And is that something you still do?
Absolutely. I mean, I am working on a single. This is probably that I shouldn't have said this because everyone don't
Hey,
even
that's
know
all right.
this yet. But no,
Oh, there you
that's
go.
absolutely fine. Yeah, so okay, so I'm working on a single. It's
Cool.
gonna that's gonna be out sometime next year because I've got a lot on
Wonderful.
my plate at the moment. And it's more or less, in your situation with what you've been saying as well, with with cancer and stuff like that. Well, we all do things in terms of writing. It's everything's got a background, hasn't it?
Yes,
And
yes.
that's what I'm trying to deliver as well. So I'm delivering a message as
Excellent.
well. So enough
Yeah,
about
cool.
me and more about you.
Do you see how I did that? Do
Oh
you see
no,
how I turned that
it's clever, isn't it?
seamless.
Super.
Seamless. Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
So
Yeah,
yeah,
go
go
on.
on. No, go on, after
No,
you.
I think acting for me is the most current thing, and it sounds like a strange moment of realization. I had confined myself to 3 to 4 minutes, sometimes longer songs, ways of expression, emotion. And I never really, it dawned on me that I could actually do that through acting. I felt perhaps maybe you needed to be somebody who was overtly confident to be an actor, which is completely untrue.
Absolutely.
What you need to be able to do is to convey emotion, and I've got tons of that. I've got tons of it. So I now realize I can actually draw on that, which is positive for me, and hopefully positive for others to send emotion just out into the ether, really.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
very, very fortunate because this is relatively new to me in terms of a craft. I've had years of qualifying to be an actor because of everything I've experienced in life. I've got about 3 or 4 projects on the go at the moment. I don't know whether you want me to talk about those now or save those
Absolutely.
further down the line
No,
or.
let's have it all on the table. But before you
Brilliant.
start,
Go
is
for
that
it. Go
I
for
because what you turned around and said about that when
it.
people say that they can't do certain things in life, well, I want to get this message across to a lot of other people as well, is that anyone can sing, it takes training. Anyone can write a book, it takes training. This is what people need to understand. The Last Temptation, a crime thriller novel by Jamel Green, out now on Amazon.com, available Kindle and paperback.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I think there was a phrase from a poet, I think it's Henry David Thoreau, who said, "Most men live in quiet desperation and go to their grave with their song still in them."
Absolutely.
And I think that's sad, but also poignant because emotion is something that at times we all find it difficult to express. And that's a shame. Because we should be able to express it. It's a natural part of who we are. And I think I am now beginning to realize that I can do that more. So therefore, 100%, I echo what you've said. If I can do it's true. It's open to everybody in whatever form that takes.
Exactly.
But it
Wow.
is important to express because otherwise we're not living.
That's absolutely true. So in terms of your acting, so let's go into, go into that.
Right. Well, at the moment, there are about 3 to 4 potential book to film projects. And I think that appears to be a little bit of a niche that I've kind of fallen into, or the universe has said, this is your pathway, Ray. I'll give them names and sort of tell you who's involved with each, if that's okay. The Time Bubble is a book by a writer called Jason Ayres. And it's a story, a time travel story. And I auditioned for the part of a detective inspector, Kent.
Nice.
And the writer was actually there at the audition. So auditioning is a new process to me. So obviously, major nerves because the guy who wrote the book is actually there. And you think, wow, no pressure. And anyway, I prepared the lines for the character, and long story short, I got the part. And I think it's going to be a crowdfunded project. They're in the process of casting at the moment.
Wow.
So that's exciting. Tilbury Rise with Brad and Tanya Wall is massively exciting,
Wow.
based on a true story. And from communicating with Tanya, they tend to use locally based actors in the Essex area. So I kind of think there's little me. It's a very humbling to feel I've been cast in their project and in their film, playing the part of a coroner. So that's massively exciting. A writer called Eddie Mann, sorry if I'm talking quickly, because I always kind of think like I want to try and squeeze as much in as I can, as I do with life as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eddie Mann wrote a trilogy of books and is doing a film entitled Ordinarily Unthinkable. I have a meeting with him this coming weekend, and the guy's going to play the main lead, Grant Morrison. So that's exciting.
That's something he's kept quiet.
Has it? Oh, well, there we go. I think there's lots of... Yeah, oh dear, whoops. Right. Well, I better be careful with the next one, <hadn't I? laughs> which is definitely last but not least. And this is the wonder of social media. I'm going to kind of speak as I feel. Now, it does get knocked a lot of times, but it is an incredible place. It really, really is. I mean, I'm not just saying this, Wayne, but to meet people like yourself. To share in a community. I actually wrote something down earlier, which was just a very simple phrase.
Yeah.
The connectivity of the creative community.
I like that.
And it's something I really realized that there are a lot of people out there who are creative, passionate, talented, hardworking. And I now have the privilege to begin to move into a world of a lot of people. And that leads me nicely to Donna.
Yeah, to absolutely. Donna, she is such a gem.
Oh, yeah.
Really, yeah. You know, she's helped me a lot. We was on the phone having an hour's conversation, me, Nicole, and Donna. And, yeah, she's such an inspiration. I've known her for quite some time and, you know, I can't wait to meet her, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, we now are going to be meeting and we're working on, again, book to movie. Her stories, and again, just to rewind slightly, it's amazing to actually. I'm actually reading Broken at the moment.
It's great, reading, isn't it?
yes. The difficult thing is when you're busy, you know, because I'm busy working, busy starting a career, and I start reading, and I think, well, I want to carry on. but that's wonderful as an actor, as an aspiring actor, to actually meet characters that already exist.
I totally agree.
And you know, with Donna's vision of turning her books into a film, I have the opportunity and privilege, because we're working on this together, talking about it together, and we're going to be meeting, where I can actually portray, you know, the characters that she's created.
Exactly.
And that's amazing. You know, we spoke on the phone the other day, and incredible to talk with her, listen to her, and you actually begin to feel very, very humbled. I know that's a loosely used phrase at times, but you're communicating with people. I'm in a book. I've written songs. I'm not downgrading that, but to actually write a full piece is like incredible. And now I have the opportunity as an actor to work with Donna, and I think other creative processes. We've found each other through the mediums that we have, and I can see a lot of potential creatively together and with others as well.
Yeah, I can safely say, you know, after reading that book myself, is that is definitely worth the movie. You know, the way it's been constructed is like unbelievable.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So moving on to another question, is that the most important thing is that, you know, let's get a little bit history, if you don't mind, about your cancer.
Sure. Yeah, no problem at all.
So let's go back a bit.
You want me to tell you a little bit about that, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Roughly about 10 years ago now, it becomes sort of like a little bit of a distant memory at times. And I suppose in some ways the best way to describe it is like I'm talking about the life of somebody else, because it's quite distant in terms of what you've experienced as you're going through it. roughly about 10 years ago, I was having a shave one day, and I noticed a lump on the side of my neck. And I thought it's a little bit larger. I'm not intending to sort of play to last, but it's a bit larger than the spot.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, hold on a minute, that's kind of, you know, something a bit more there. And anyway, I went to the GP, and for my I was very fortunate because the GP had a history in ear, nose and throat oncology.
Yeah.
So she said, she actually asked me, and it comes across slightly in the video to the single that's on YouTube, the video if you put Ray Coates, The Voice Within. She asked me, the GP said, what do you think? I thought, that's a bit of a strange question to ask. You know, I thought you were meant to tell me.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you expect the worst. And for me, I knew before I was told. And I'm not the only one. You know, I've spoken to people that have gone through cancer in various parts of their body. And they knew something wasn't right. And I think, you know, on an emotional level, if that makes sense, Wayne.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand that.
Wow. This is sometimes the difficult thing where I think from my experience, which is something I've learned, something I'm now used to, it is difficult for others. This is where at times I do have to kind of wind Ray Coates down slightly.
Yeah.
Because others haven't had the same experience that I've had or others have had. And that's where I come from with when I say life is so precious.
It definitely is. I started to realise that lately as well.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Good. And, you know, it, when you measure it from the end, when you think, you know, and I experienced, I was told, you know, potentially if I didn't take the treatment, I'd have a couple of months to live.
Ooh.
You really realize that, wow, okay. And it changes everything, sometimes in a good way, mostly in a good way, but sometimes in a bad way. I have a very, not a short-term view of life, but my perspective of life is different. You know, things that used to matter don't really matter as much.
You wouldn't think that, you know, how big would you say it was?
Golf ball size-ish.
Ooh.
But it was kind of inside. So the it was in the lymph nodes and the cancer was in the tonsils.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And, I mean, again, I will say this because I think it's important for people to hear this in different ways.
Absolutely.
Maybe if this is their approach, which is always be careful what you say.
Yeah.
You know, always think about when you're talking to people, because for me, when I started the song, The Voice Within, and I was writing about my experience talking about it, it's very easy for people to be negative about that.
Absolutely.
You know, the whole area of, you know, putting yourself into the public domain, you know, which songwriting does, acting does, it's easy to look at that and think this person is self-interested. You know, they have an ego. Yeah, that's a misconception. Sometimes it's true. But it's a misconception, because for me, I don't want to have a choice over what I say. What I'm doing is I feel I'm fulfilling my role in life, because I have a voice and I'm very fortunate. And I've met people that didn't, you know, they had throat cancer and, you know, they speak through an electric larynx. I'm very fortunate. So I think, you bet your life I'm going to talk. You bet your life I'm going to speak. You bet your life I'm going to sing, because I can.
Wow.
So now I intend to use that even more fully.
Well, you're definitely an inspiration to a lot of people, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's the way I see it is that, you know, for me or anyone else, well, obviously me, I would definitely go to the doctor if I had something like that. But there's a lot of people out there that are not aware of that.
Yeah. It's 100% worth it, because then you get the help that you need. You can choose. Like everything, isn't it? You are given a choice, and there are different things you can do. You know, a healthy life, which is another thing that I'm leading more so now, but with a reason, you know, with a purpose. And I think finding that for each of us individually is critical. You know, we're not just alive, we're not just existing. We have to find that niche that you talked about earlier when we were talking. You have to find that niche and what, you know, makes you feel alive, feel passionate. Because that's life, that's living.
Absolutely. So, you know, honestly, Ray, thank you ever so much for coming on this show and giving us this opportunity. Is there anything that you want to, you know, get across to our audience?
We are born human. We die human. Be as human as you can in between. Whether you believe or disbelieve beyond us, don't let that be a barrier to communication. We have different points of view, but we are born human. Humanity is what we are, not what we believe.
I like that. So what we're going to do is, you know, guys, honestly, you need to check the description, click the links, find more about Ray Coates, and I'm going to play his song at the end of the show as well, because I'm absolutely in love with it. It's amazing. And, you know, the song is an inspiration. It is a wake-up call as well. So, you know.
There's more to come, Wayne. That's a moment in time.
I don't doubt.
Funny enough, before the song, I hadn't written for 2 years. I write all the time. I write every day. Mm. And I hadn't written lyrics for 2 years because I was emotionally trapped in what I was experiencing. Yeah. You know, it was torture. But I came out of that, and I'm coming out of that more. And it's not just down to me. It's down to people like Donna, yourself, you know, the opportunity I have with Brad and Tanya, you know, whole world of community, Eddie, you know, there's loads of people I'm coming into contact with now, and that is now giving me the opportunity to do what I'm here to do. You know, this is my purpose, and we all have it. We all have that purpose.
Exactly. I think inspiration bounces off, you know.
Very much so.
I love it.
Yeah.
So what we'll do, we'll catch up after the show, and, you know, again, my friend, thank you ever so much.
Not a problem. We'll talk again.
Absolutely.
Love to you and your family, won't you?
Thank you ever so much, my friend.
Take care. Cheers, everybody.
You too.
Is it sore when I press it?
No, not really.
Hey, fear stumbling in shadows. Life has drawn the light from your bones. Then let this be for you.
Okay, what do you think?
I suppose you tend to think the worst.
Well, we can't rule out the possibility of cancer.
Life's hand has dealt you this pain. Then let this be for you. Let hope guide you through dark rain. Let the voice within you. Given you reason to breathe, then let this be for you.
We're ready to put the mask on now.
Find a place where you can believe.
Try and eat something off.
Within you, your
fire. Daddy, are you up for a water pistol fight? I don't think Dad's feeling up to it. Maybe later. Since your last appointment.
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, you had your surgery 5 years ago, and then radiotherapy for 6 weeks, and since then we've seen no signs of recurrence.
Yep.
And you've now got to the point where you no longer need to attend consultations.
So what does that mean?
It means you're in the same position as anyone else. You go home and you live your life.